Unit 2. Financial Affairs. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. Excuse me, how far is the airport from here? Excuse me, how far is the airport from here?
Two. What's your hometown like, George? What's your hometown like, George?
Three. Could you finish the paper today? Could you finish the paper today?
Four. John, will you help me move this heavy box? John, will you help me move this heavy box?
Five. Tom, how about going to the theater tonight? Tom, how about going to the theater tonight? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper.
6. Maybe I ought to book the Beijing Weekly. It contains a lot of useful information.
Why not read it in the library and save money?
Question. What is the woman's advice to the man? Maybe I ought to book the Beijing Weekly. It contains a lot of useful information.
Why not read it in the library and save money?
Question. What is the woman's advice to the man? Seven. Those are great sneakers. Were they expensive?
I never could have bought them if the store hadn't been having a big sale.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Those are great sneakers. Were they expensive?
I never could have bought them if the store hadn't been having a big sale.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Eight. It's 15th of the month, and I have to pay my gas bill.
Why not pay your electricity bill too?
Question. What does the woman mean? It's 15th of the month, and I have to pay my gas bill.
Why not pay your electricity bill too?
Question. What does the woman mean? Nine. How much is the machine?
It used to be $100, but now it has 20% discount.
Question. How much should the man pay for the machine now? How much is the machine?
It used to be $100, but now it has 20% discount.
Question. How much should the man pay for the machine now? Ten. Did you see Tom?
Yes, he is at the teacher's office applying for a student loan.
Question. Where is Tom now? Did you see Tom?
Yes, he is at the teacher's office applying for a student loan.
Question. Where is Tom now? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in the corresponding space, in order of the numbered blanks, according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. First reading.
Wise buying is a positive way in which you can make your money go further. The way you go about purchasing an article or a service can actually save you money or can add to the cost. Take the simple example of a hairdryer. If you are buying a hairdryer, you might think that you are making the best buy if you choose one whose look you like and which is also the cheapest in price. But when you get it home, you may find that it takes twice as long as a more expensive model to dry your hair. The cost of the electricity plus the cost of your time could well make your hairdryer the most expensive one of all. So what principles should you adopt when you go out shopping? Before you buy an expensive item or a service, do check the price and what is on offer. If possible, choose from 3 items or 3 estimates.
Second reading.
Wise buying is a positive way in which you can make your money go further. The way you go about purchasing an article or a service can actually save you money or can add to the cost. Take the simple example of a hairdryer. If you are buying a hairdryer, you might think that you are making the best buy. If you choose one whose look you like and which is also the cheapest in price. But when you get it home, you may find that it takes twice as long as a more expensive model to dry your hair. The cost of the electricity plus the cost of your time could well make your hairdryer the most expensive one of all. So what principles should you adopt when you go out shopping? Before you buy an expensive item or a service, do check the price and what is on offer. If possible, choose from 3 items or 3 estimates.
Final reading.
Wise buying is a positive way in which you can make your money go further. The way you go about purchasing an article or a service can actually save you money or can add to the cost. Take the simple example of a hairdryer. If you are buying a hairdryer, you might think that you are making the best buy if you choose one whose look you like and which is also the cheapest in price. But when you get it home, you may find that it takes twice as long as a more expensive model to dry your hair. The cost of the electricity plus the cost of your time could well make your hairdryer the most expensive one of all. So what principles should you adopt when you go out shopping? Before you buy an expensive item or a service, do check the price and what is on offer. If possible, choose from 3 items or 3 estimates.